Welcome to episode 670 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Note that we cover some difficult topics in today's episode. Parental discretion is advised. David's reign as King of Israel was marked by numerous accomplishments that solidified his legacy. He united the 12 tribes of Israel, establishing a strong and centralized monarchy. Under his leadership, Israel experienced military victories and expansion, reclaiming territories and securing its borders. David's military prowess and strategic leadership allowed him to defeat the Philistines, Ammonites, Moabites, Edomites, and other neighboring enemies. He brought stability and prosperity to the nation, implementing administrative reforms, fostering economic growth, and promoting justice and righteousness. Additionally, David played a significant role in establishing Jerusalem as the capital city, and planning for the construction of the temple, leaving a lasting impact on Israel's religious and cultural identity. David's reign also witnessed the recovery of the Ark of the Covenant, the symbol of God's presence, which he brought to Jerusalem with great rejoicing and celebration. This event solidified Jerusalem as the religious center of the nation. However, David's life was not without its share of egregious sins and moral failures. One evening, while walking on the roof of his palace, David saw a woman bathing on a nearby rooftop. Her name was Bathsheba, and she was the wife of Uriah the Hittite, who was one of David's loyal and valiant soldiers, serving in the army. David was captivated by Bathsheba's beauty and desired her. Despite knowing that she was married, he sent messengers to bring her to the palace. David then had sexual relations with Bathsheba, and she became pregnant as a result. Upon learning of Bathsheba's pregnancy, David attempted to cover up his actions. He called Uriah back from the battlefront and encouraged him to go home and spend time with his wife. David hoped that Uriah would think the child was his own, thus concealing David's sin. However, Uriah, out of loyalty to his fellow soldiers and his sense of duty, refused to go home and sleep with his wife while the army was engaged in battle. Frustrated by Uriah's refusal, David devised a plan to ensure Uriah's death. He ordered Joab, the commander of his army, to place Uriah in a vulnerable position during the battle and then withdraw support, leading to Uriah's death. After Bathsheba's period of mourning, David took her as his wife, seemingly legitimizing their relationship. However, the Lord was displeased with David's actions. He sent the prophet Nathan to confront David and expose his sin. Nathan presented a parable to David, which spoke of a rich man who, despite having many flocks, took the only beloved lamb, of a poor man, to prepare a meal for a guest. David, angered by the injustice in the parable, declared that the rich man deserved to die. At this point, Nathan revealed that David himself was the rich man in the parable, and confronted him about his sin with Bathsheba. David was deeply remorseful upon realizing the gravity of his actions. He confessed his sin and repented before God. Nathan conveyed God's message that although David's sin would have consequences, his life would be spared. However, David would experience turmoil and trouble within his own family. Among the repercussions, the child, born from the adulterous affair, became ill and died shortly after birth. David's shortcomings extended to his role as a father. Amnon, the eldest son of King David, became infatuated with his half-sister, Tamar. With the help of his friend, Jonadab, he devised a deceitful plan. He feigned illness and requested Tamar to come to his quarters to prepare food. But his true intention was to violate her. Despite Tamar's pleas, Amnon overpowered and raped her, leaving her devastated and humiliated. Upon learning of the assault, Tamar's brother Absalom harbored deep anger and resentment toward Amnon. He waited for an opportunity to avenge his sister's honor. 2 years later, Absalom organized a feast and invited all of David's sons, including Amnon. During the feast, Absalom instructed his servants to kill Amnon when he became drunk. The plan was carried out, and Amnon was killed. Despite these failures, David is often described as a man after God's own heart, based on the scriptures, and his relationship with God. This phrase, first mentioned in 1 Samuel 13 verse 14, reflects the unique and profound connection David had with God. In the book of 1 Samuel, we encounter the story of Saul, the first king of Israel. Despite his initial promise and anointing, Saul's reign took a turn for the worse, due to his disobedience and lack of wholehearted devotion to God. In contrast, God found someone who would be a king after his own heart, David. The verse in focus, 1 Samuel 13 verse 14, encapsulates the heart of the matter. It reveals God's desire for leaders and individuals who faithfully follow his commands, trust in his guidance, and surrender themselves to his will. God values obedience over empty religious rituals. Saul's downfall began when he failed to wait for the prophet Samuel before offering sacrifices, an act reserved for Samuel alone. God desires our obedience to his word, his commandments, and his leading. It is not merely about external actions, but a heart submitted to him. When we obey God wholeheartedly, even when it seems difficult or contradictory to our human understanding, we demonstrate our trust in his wisdom and sovereignty. David, despite facing trials and hardships, remained faithful to God. He sought after God's heart in every circumstance, continually turning to him for guidance, strength, and forgiveness. He relied on God's promises, knowing that God is faithful and true. As we navigate our own journeys, let us strive to be faithful to God in all aspects of our lives, our relationships, our work, our passions, and our service to others. A faithful heart seeks to honor God above all else. David's unwavering faith and trust in God set him apart. In various situations, including facing Goliath, evading Saul's pursuit, or leading Israel into battle, David relied on God's strength and guidance. He consistently acknowledged God as his protector, refuge, and the source of his victories. David's trust in God's promises and his reliance on him in every circumstance reflected his deep faith. David's response to his sins showcased his repentant heart. When confronted by the prophet Nathan about his affair with Bathsheba and the murder of Uriah, David sincerely repented, acknowledging his wrongdoing before God. His repentance is expressed in Psalm 51, where he pleads for forgiveness and restoration. David's humility and genuine repentance demonstrated his desire to align his heart with God's will. David's heart was characterized by a sincere and passionate love for God. He expressed his devotion through his worship, prayer, and the composition of the Psalms. David's Psalms reveal his intimate relationship with God, pouring out his emotions, joys, fears, and repentance. His genuine desire to seek and know God's heart demonstrated his commitment to a relationship with him. David had a deep understanding of God's plan for Israel and his role in it. He desired to build a permanent dwelling place for the Ark of the Covenant, but instead, God chose David's son Solomon to fulfill that task. Despite this, David wholeheartedly supported Solomon's reign and worked diligently to prepare the materials and plans for the construction of the temple. David's commitment to God's purposes, even when they did not directly involve him, exemplified his selflessness and desire to honor God. While David was not without flaws and committed serious sins, his overall character and the depth of his relationship with God set him apart. His unwavering devotion, faith, repentance, obedience, and commitment to God's purposes make him a man after God's own heart, serving as an example for believers to seek a similar intimacy with God. Father, thank you for the example of David. Create in us hearts like his, that seek after you, delight in you, and desire to honor you above all else. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.